welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Spirit Connection, September 4th, 2019. I've got a prophetic word that's going to align you on earth as it is in heaven. And I'm excited to release the word that's going into the next couple of months. God's doing something right now, behind the scenes, beneath the surface. And this is going to be an encouraging time. Plus, I got some Q&A. If you're joining us on my website, the first Wednesday of every month, you might be watching this video elsewhere later on, but the first Wednesday we do a live Q&A. I'm pre-taping this, to be honest, but we run this with my team in the DougAddison.com chat room. You'll find it there if you just click on the webcast. Or again, you might be catching this later on, but we're just excited for what's going on. And remember to follow me on social media, the Doug Addison on Facebook, Doug T. Addison on Twitter and Instagram. Don't forget about the daily prophetic words, DPW, we call them, but just hashtag daily prophetic. You can get them sent to your email address. That's what I do. Just log on to my website, DougAddison.com, and click on the daily prophetic, or you can find them anywhere. It's a lot of fun with what God's doing. All right, let's get going. Lord, we thank you. We just thank you for your goodness. We thank you that there's peace in the eye of the storm, that you're going to do something even greater this month. You're going to give us authority over the storm. And Lord, I pray for those who are suffering right now, those who are going through difficult times and been in the storm, and it's time now. The Lord says it's time now to step out of the boat. You're going to see something happen this month to set us up for the coming move in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if it feels like things are shaking around you, maybe you felt that, or you know that God's doing something right now. He's opening things up. He's opening the heavens up over you. And he gave me this verse. This is an encounter I had with the Lord. Micah 2:13. I'm going to read in the Amplified version because I just thought, wow, that's just such a good way to describe. The breaker, the Messiah who opens the way shall go before them, liberating them. They will break open. They will break out. They will pass through the gate and go out. So their king goes before them, the Lord at their head. The Lord said to me, I mean, this was an encounter I just had this week. He said, I want you to share this verse with people and let them know that there's a breakthrough power or anointing. If you don't know what anointing is, it's a breakthrough power coming right now. And he's going to go before you. He is going before you. The Lord showed me a vision of many people who were like being blown by the storm, even me. And he just said, he pointed the way straight. He said, just follow this. Follow what's going on right now. Go straight forward. Don't look to the left or the right. Don't watch things that are falling around you. There's going to be some doors open. And he said, the key to this is to get through this storm right now is to keep moving forward and don't look back. He's going to give you the power to subdue your storm. Zechariah 10:11 says that if they pass through the sea of trouble, the surging sea, and they will subdue all the depths of the Nile and it will dry up. Listen, I released a prophetic word last month, August 2019. You can find it on my website or just Google this, staying in the eye of the storm and encouraging you to not focus on the storm around you. Just like in a hurricane, there's a place of peace in the middle of that. And the Lord showed me, in fact, if you go through last month's Spirit Connection or my prophetic words, I talk about this, how the Lord gave me a strategy to stay in the place. You might have to get into that place of peace each day like I do. I have to actually battle to get there. But once I get there, I stay in the eye of the storm as much as possible instead of going out and fighting battles and putting out fires and doing things like that. That's what we need to focus on right now to get through. I saw the Lord giving new power. These are prayers, decrees. He's giving you words and things to speak over your storm like Jesus did. Remember, he was in the boat, the storm, you know, came. He was sleeping in that case, sleeping in the belly of the boat, and they woke him up. We're going to die, you know. And he gets up and he rebukes the storm. He had some words to say. And he just yelled, "Peace, be still." You don't have to necessarily yell that. We can say it or pray it. But it might be something else. He gave me special verses for my situation right now where I'm able to speak to the storm and I'm seeing things happen. So I'm just prophesying to you right now. It's really important to keep your eyes on the storm and not on the waves or the voices of discouragement or all the stuff that's going on. You know, there's an angry wind blowing right now, trying to get you distracted from what's coming. There's a breakthrough coming. There's a breakthrough anointing coming. And the Lord is releasing this new power to the intercessors, to people who pray. You don't have to be an intercessor. Anyone who prays and calls out of the name of the Lord right now, ask him to give you a strategy, a verse, to give you something right now, how to pray, how to proceed, and he's going to give you these things. Maybe it's a song, because I heard some songs. I'll be talking about it in just a second here. But, you know, there's songs that are opening up things. There's verses and prayers that are opening up things. There's just focusing on the Lord, keeping yourself focused on the Lord will open things up this month. And September is an interesting month because this is the time of year. Normally in September, we get the Jewish New Year. It's called Rosh Hashanah. And it happens at different times. It's not the same time every year because the Jewish calendar is 360 days instead of 365. But it's also based on different things. But this year, it starts at the end of September. And it runs a few weeks, Rosh Hashanah, then goes into Yom Kippur. And then it's a time when the Lord is speaking. And I want to prepare you for it right now. So this month, I'm not going to talk so much about Rosh Hashanah, what God's saying right now. But I'm going to tell you what he told me. To get yourself focused on what's coming. He's about to release something in the next, oh, I'd say 45 days to 2 months. Right in this period of time, we're going to see some amazing things start to happen. And I had an encounter with the Lord just a few weeks ago. And I saw this. I saw a vision. And I saw into the courts of heaven, Daniel 7:10 and 7:23, if you want to know what I'm talking about. There were angels busy. And they were reconciling these books called what was intended for evil books over us. And then the Lord spoke this, Genesis 50, verse 20. But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about the day and to save many people. Listen, the Lord is moving right now. And in the courts of heaven, these things are being reconciled. And there are books, I don't know if you know this, Psalm 139 talks about we all have a book of life. You'll see the Lamb's book of life. You'll see, you know, these different books in heaven. And I don't have time to explain that, but I've got a lot of messages on it and I talk about it, that these things are not physical books. They're spiritual, but they are recorded. And these are the things that your sins are not in these books. You know, if you ask forgiveness, these things are not recorded in your books. But I saw these books of things that had been done against you, against us, against me. These are the what was intended for evil by the enemy, by other people, by whatever, is now being reconciled. And maybe it was setbacks. Maybe, you know, that you've been going through some difficulties, and or maybe it was your health or your finances, whatever it is. God is reconciling this right now. And so what you need to do, and I'm going to give you a quick claim prayer that I used, you'll need to ask the Lord for repayment. And this is actually, as you pray, that actually files a claim in the court of heaven. You don't have to actually be all, you know, formal about it. As you pray and ask the Lord, he will do it. So take some time in the next few weeks and ask the Lord to show you, maybe you already know, make a little list of, maybe a big list of things that have happened. These are the things that was intended for evil, whether they were your fault or not, doesn't matter. what was intended for evil. And then you can do a quick claim prayer, which I'm going to do right now. And you can listen to this again later and go back through it. All right, here's the prayer. Lord, we bring before you these things that we have experienced, the bad things, our losses, setbacks, whether they are our fault or not. Lord, we repent for anything that we may have done to open these attacks. We claim Genesis 50:20. Anything that was intended for evil against us, Lord, turn it around right now for good. Turn it around for repayment. Turn it around for a blessing in our suffering. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, now go back through and do this quick claim. Now, during this heavenly encounter, after I prayed this and made the claim, I saw a doorway in the spirit open. The actual, again, it was a spiritual thing, it was a vision. But the door said, right above it, it said, freedom from the past. And I saw people now about to step into these things. Freedom from past pain, freedom from past things that have happened to you. I saw people going through. So in the spirit, I went through. I went through this doorway called freedom from the past just a few weeks ago. And as I did that, over the next few days, things started to shift around for me. I started getting revelation and insight into my own situation. I started understanding the attacks of the enemy really in a deeper way. And that caused my prayers to become more effective. And we're seeing some things shift around right now. And then, just I think in the last 2 days, during this time, I've been walking through these things this month, and I heard this a song being sang in the spirit, being sang from heaven right now. It's Psalm 46, 1 through 4. There's a theme flowing from heaven right now, and that is stand in the midst of the storm. Don't be afraid. The Lord is working beneath the surface. He's working behind the scenes. Though it might be a dark time, it doesn't matter. He's going to suddenly shift things. And I heard this being sung over and over. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and our strength, our ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, and though the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose streams are made glad. The city of God, the holy place of that the Most High dwells. So listen, I'm not saying that we're going to see earthquakes and these things, but we are in a shaking right now. And we're in a shaking, but the thing that the Lord said to focus on is Psalm 46, verse 4, rivers. It was a river whose streams make glad the heart. And listen, I started to praise God over this. I started to worship in this encounter. Like right now, you can enter right into this and begin to sing this. Lord, make my heart filled with joy in the midst of this. Do not fear. And in the midst of your storm right now, God is going to give you a vision. You're going to hear something. You know, whether you see, I'm a seer, so I see this stuff. You don't have to see it. You can receive it by faith. Sometimes I don't even see, because as a seer, mine are all kind of mixed together. I see, I sense, I know these things happen. I've learned to trust it. And I tell you, if it's written in the Bible, it's something that you can actually step into and claim. And that's what I do. I claim right now these rivers that make glad the heart, the city of God. And I saw this as it happened with me, and I saw it with other people. It was kind of like an Ezekiel 37 dry bones experience. That's where Ezekiel was told prophesy over the bones. There were dry bones there, and they came to life. And this river that's flowing, it's starting to flow. It's a move of God that's coming right now. It's going to make you move into a time of joy, bring new life to you. That's what I'm walking through right now in the midst of. I have a lot of stuff going on. I got a lot of stuff coming against me, but I'm in full joy. And I am not even kidding you. I'm not even faking it. I know that these things are real. God is now releasing things at an entirely new level. And so, Lord, we pray right now for this. We pray for the claims that are happening over the books. What was intended for evil now will become used by God and become blessing and good things. We pray right now for the release of the joy. We pray right now for those who are walking through the storm in the midst of it. We ask that you give us. I pray that God would give you right now a Bible verse. Maybe he'll give you a song that you need to worship to right now, like he did with me. And that you could just receive this right now by faith. Watch for the next few weeks. He's going to show you how to pray. He's going to give you the new power, the new anointing, a breakthrough. Through anointing is here. The Micah anointing that I mentioned at the beginning, it is here. And he's going to give you the ability to speak to that storm and it will cease or it will change and it will shift. Might not be instantly, but it's going to happen. And I believe it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let me just talk a little bit more about vision. You know, the Lord gave me my first really big vision. I mean, I had one in 1991. I got visited by an angel and I didn't know what to do with it. You know, and I wrote a book, Divine Alliances, and it was about a huge move of God coming back then. But my first prophetic word that I released publicly was when we were pastoring in Kent, Ohio, and we had planted a church, Linda and I. And this is before we started in like Connection. We sold our businesses. I had a vision, we both had a vision, that there would be a revival coming into the world that would reach people who wouldn't normally go to church. That's why we started a church that was kind of strange. It was in an old Harley Davidson motorcycle shop, fixed up like a grunge coffee shop. And we were doing something new and different in 1999. And I had a dream then. It was a powerful dream and vision. I don't know which one it was, but it was so powerful. And I saw the tear of the Lord drop on the earth. And when it hit and he'd been weeping over people, it woke people up everywhere. And we sold it all at that time. And I think we were in our 40s at that time. We're now 60. And we sold everything except our personal belongings twice. We did it twice, and I'm not recommending this, but we were so hungry for what God wanted. We were so hungry for revival. We gave it all. We didn't even know about the things yet that God was going to reveal to us. And we went on from that church, and we started Enlight Connection, our ministry we have right now, 18 years ago in 2001. I actually had just gotten hit with the early stuff of Huntington's disease, but it had discouraged me because it wiped out my family, my mom, my aunt, my uncles, and my sister, my brother are in heaven. I think there's about 12 had lost their lives, and I got diagnosed with it. Not much medication out there, but I tell you, the Lord gave me a strategy for healing, and that same year in 2001, he told us, we needed to start the ministry in like connection that we have now. We had just watched a Bob Jones video. Now, Bob Jones was not the same one over the Bob Jones University. This is the former prophet, the late prophet Bob Jones, who had a vision. His entire, it wasn't even greater than a vision. It was huge that years ago that the Lord took him into heaven and he had died prophesying and the Lord sent him back for a revival that is overdue now. And it was a revival of a billion soul revival. We saw that. And this is in 2001. Out of work pastor, didn't know what to do. And I had just gotten healed of the early stuff of Huntington. I could feel because I'm still healed this day. They put me in a study even because of it 20 years later. And listen, we watched this Bob Jones video. And the Lord said, you're going to be part of this. We didn't even know Bob Jones. My goodness. And sure enough, within 1 year, it happened. Within 1 year, I remember a prophet telling me that I was going to get healed of Huntington's and that he saw me within 1 year flying back and forth all over the United States, training people in a new way to do evangelism. Wow, that happened in 2002. Sure enough, I got healed in 2001. We started in Light Connection. And then the Lord had me go up to Kelowna, British Columbia with Patricia King, Stacy Campbell, and did one of the early prophetic evangelism outreaches. And then I started training people, was one of the forerunners. And we joined John Paul Jackson's ministry back then to use dream interpretation. I'm bringing it up to speed really fast. And through those connections, we didn't try to make any of this happen. We met Bob Jones, told him this, and he was so encouraged. I remember that day that when we met him in Salt Lake City, and we were at a conference, and he lays hands on me, and suddenly, whoa, I had a technicolor vision. I mean, I could see so brilliant this wheat field, and it was revival. And I saw some things in the wheat field. And this is the time when we first started the prophetic evangelism, which we now do more than that, but it was amazing. And it was a vision for the harvest. And what I saw when Bob laid hands on me, I saw the provision that was needed. There was provision hidden in the wheat field. And every time Bob would talk about the billion soul harvest, he'd say, you know, it's going to take a lot of money because the people don't have money. And I've never been into raising money or anything like that. It is helpful. I do it occasionally, but I never made it my focus. But just to say this, God is doing something new right now. And here we are, nearly 20 years later. We're in Los Angeles, and we have been going for it, releasing the prophetic, prophesying into Hollywood, and actually into the government as well now. And there's things that are going on. And we gave it all again. We sold a house just about 6 years ago. We sold a house and moved here to L.A. We can't buy one here, but we put it all back in again because I feel it so strong. We're going about to see a revival happen. And so as I was praying, the Lord said, he showed me Habakkuk 2 verse 3. Because, you know, Bob thought the billion soul harvest would have happened already. We keep feeling like we're in a delay and a delay. And every time I ask the Lord, he says this. For a revelation awaits the appointed time. It speaks of the end and it will not prove false. Though it linger, wait on it, it will surely come without delay. I tell you, this might be one of the biggest revivals we've seen in history. What I mean by revival is not a church meeting. I might have a church meeting, but I mean in the streets. I mean just like the Jesus People movement, where it's, that's what we're contending for this. And we moved to LA because the Lord positioned us here to help influence and impact Hollywood, the arts and entertainment industry, and over the internet now. And you know, I've gotten through a lot of attacks in my life and, like I said, been totally healed of afflictions even after that. That's what I got hit again once we moved here and got healed of all kinds of things. Now I'm standing here fully healed. I'm 60 years old. James Gall prophesied over me. When I turned 60, my book of life would open for the very purpose that I came to earth. And of course, it's going to look different. That's what happens, because when your purpose starts to open, it might come with some, you know, some attacks that you need to get over. So I've gotten through these attacks. My prophetic word this year was that you cannot take things into the new season from the old. I released that last October, and I knew this meant for us. I was doing these for the last 4 years, actually, when the enemy hit me really hard and I couldn't travel, couldn't go speak at conferences anymore. He gave me the strategy to do these online training workshops that we charge a small amount for, but it would be just like actually the same type of training that if I used to go do at the schools of the supernatural, that you would fly there. But I've been doing them on the internet for 4 years. Really powerful. I do some free. Actually, I give a lot of free stuff away. But we started using this strategy 4 years ago with the paid online workshops. We grew four times when I was under an affliction. You know, that was a powerful time. And it's also dramatically increased being able to reach people. We just saw someone come to the Lord, someone inside of Hollywood, you know, a pretty big producer had come to the Lord. I can't mention names here, but I'm just saying, my prophetic words, daily prophetics are being used in the government. All of a sudden, I'm saying that God is about to do something new. And so we had to take a shift. We couldn't go take the old into the new. So I had to stop doing some of the, I still do a few of them, the online workshops. In fact, I have one coming up, Advancing in the Courts of Heaven. Haven't done one in a while, so you're going to want to get a hold of it. Strategies to Win Your Daily Life. But I was doing them regularly. We had to cut back so that I could start, you know, prophesying more, start doing things. The Lord has called us to start an internet TV show, to minister behind the scenes still, but not to actually necessarily go out and speak at conferences over and over. I do one a month or so now, but we need to start doing outreaches here in LA. We're believing that God is going to release something new. And last year, Keith Ferrante, Lou Engel, and myself came together over a prophetic dream someone had had, that three prophetic voices from California came together as one. And we called a 50-day fast over California. And I believe now we're going to see something happen. And it's not just California, but sometimes those things that happen here affect the entire world. And we want to actually just be faithful with what God has for us. So, I just believe there's something new about to happen. We hit a hard place. And the Lord has always been there for us. Again, we sold everything to do this. We're in this kind of an expensive side of town. It is not in a fancy place, believe me. But it's where God positioned us. He wanted me to be here. He gave me the address, the two numbers on the address, and a vision before, years before I moved here. And it's positioned in a place. So we're positioned here, but we hit this hard spot financially. So I'm reaching out to people right now, and we just ask you to consider praying over this. And watch a video that I just did. Just go to dougaddison.com/vision. And I did a video about this and about how I believe that the Lord is going to do something new right now. We need some help to get through. I'm not backing down, but we're now, you know, we've given it all, and now we need to actually tap into the next level that the Lord has for us. And so I just want to encourage you to pray about that. Visit the vision page on my website also. I'll be doing the workshop. If you want to know about the Courts of Heaven, Advancing in the Courts of Heaven, Strategies for Your Daily Life, September 21st from 10 to noon. We haven't done one in a while. It's a two-hour workshop, and it's kind of the advanced level of the Courts of Heaven, but you can enter in at any point. You don't have to have taken anything. These are the new things the Lord has shown me to do. And I want to just release that. Oh, if you want to sign up for it, go to dougaddison.com/advancing. Or if you're on the chat window right now, we have these links placed there. Or if you're watching this later on YouTube or whatever, you'll see the links on there if you want to do that. So Lord, we pray that right now. We just pray for the vision that any of us needs. If you need a vision in your life, if you have been pushing through like Habakkuk, you have not seen the things happen. We pray right now, Lord, for everybody who has been given a vision from the Lord, and that we could band together right now in prayer. Lord, give us the strategy for it. Give us these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm excited for what's coming. I want to answer a couple of questions. We usually do Q&A. I've shortened this. The Lord told me to shorten it from 1 hour to 30 minutes, and then I'm going to release four times a month, videos four times a month instead of one big one. And so we're moving slowly towards that. But there's some Q&A. First of all, we have some question about Todd Bentley. And Todd Bentley with Fresh Fire USA, there's been some controversial things happen. And I released actually a video. I want you to watch the video where I've made a statement already why I was part of the conference with Todd, because there's people who had some allegations that, you know, some stuff came up since his restoration of 2008 where he had trouble from the Lakeland time. But I want you to watch that video because I talk about why I went. It was things I didn't understand or know at the time, but I did know it was out, but the report was not out yet. I was aware of it, but I hadn't read it yet. And I felt the Lord say, go to that conference because it's going to open something up in Hollywood. That's where we had LA, Los Angeles, and it's going to open some things up. In no way did I want to feel like any of the victims that were mentioned citing, making a side against siding with Todd Bentley. In no way did I want anyone to be hurt in the midst of all this. And I encourage people in this video to, get some healing. And I pray that the things, you know, that are going on right now, there's a wind blowing. And I just ask, Lord, we pray for revival And it is messy. Oh my goodness, it's going to come, but it's coming. The birthing time is here. And birthing is always painful. Anyone who has experienced pain in the ministry, maybe been wounded by someone, I want to encourage you to get some help, get some healing. Reach out right now. And also, if you're not part of it, is that if you weren't part of the the allegations or anything, I want to encourage you not to seek revenge or just get angry. Yeah, we need to definitely stand up for justice, but we want to do it also with prayer, and we want to speak into things. A vengeance is mine, says the Lord. We don't want to take revenge or get vengeful, but at the same time, we want to honor those who might have been wounded. Honestly, I want you to hear my heart and listen to this video that I put out, because I talk about the timing of things, and I wasn't part of the original email that went out to people. I was aware of it, but it was before it was released. And I made a decision to go there because the Lord spoke to me that something in LA, in my town, was going to be released, and I needed to be there. And I did, and then everything started blew up afterwards. But I'm standing here today with clean hands and a clean heart, knowing that God's about to do something new, and I'm excited for that. And so, anyway, it's going to be an exciting month. Just visit my website, and you can see additional videos and things as well. All right. Hope you have a great time. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.